Okay, call to order Board of Works for February 27th. Need approval of the February 13th minutes.
Make a motion to approve as written.
I'm going to have to let you make the second, Mayor. I don't think I was here.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, fire department.
Hello, Sunny Pink Staff Fire Chief. We're at around 350 runs year-to-date. Three working structure fires so far. Last night, we had a structure vehicle and another vehicle. So a total of two fires last night. The structure fire last week, engine two, broke down during that fire, but we have since got it fixed, and hopefully at the end of the program, we will be opening bids for the new engine two. Thank you very much.
City Inspector.
Philip Kovac, City Inspector. From 123 to date, we've had 95 violations and 14 junk and debris.
You also mentioned that you received five properties from the county on the commissioner's sale.
Yes, last week we got acquired five properties. We won't get possession of it until 3 months, 90 days. Mm-hmm. Then we'll get the petition for the deed, then get possession of them, then they wouldn't have them tore down.
Yeah, with the blight.
With the blight. Great. Elimination fund.
Okay, great, yes, Phil.
Thanks, Phil. Animal shelter.
Laura Ariel, Vincent's Animal Shelter. So far this year, we've taken in 171 animals. We've had 83 adoption. We've returned 29 animals, and we've transferred out 44 dogs. And next Tuesday, we'll be transferring out probably another 20 some odd dogs.
Gentlemen, Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. We had 17 funeral services in the cemetery during the month of January. We've had 11 so far this month in February, and that brings us to a total of 35,467 known burials in the cemetery. Thank you.
You don't have the same return rate that Laura does. That's it.
Bryce?
I've got four quotes returned on a ton truck. $50,000 on a Hino, $31,000 on a Dodge, $34,000 on a Chevy, $33,000 on a Ford, and this is the ton, this is a small dump truck.
What was the first one you had?
50 on a
50
on a Hino. Yeah. I'm sorry. 31 on a Dodge, 34 right. on a Chevy, 33 on the Ford.
We just need to make a motion that Bryce can award that to the lowest bid to purchase
this truck. Okay. Is that up to your plan? You're going to award that to the lowest bid? Okay. I'll make a motion that we accept the bid presentation by the street department director with his acknowledgement of awarding it to the lowest bidder.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Bryce.
I was wondering if I couldn't sneak in here as well. I've got, I had put out some requests for quotes, and I don't know that there's necessarily any actions that need to be taken. It's more for equipment that we're going to install in our vehicles that we have ordered. But we did put out some requests for quotes for mobile radios in those, and we had decided to utilize Vincent's Electronics and Vincent's for our VHF radios, and that'll be 15 VHF radios, and ERS OCI for our 800 megahertz radios on that. As well, we had contacted and put out requests for quotes to about six companies for the purchase and install of our emergency equipment in the vehicles. As you know, there's a lot of bells and whistles and different moving parts that go in the police vehicles, so we kind of tried to look for some one-stop shop places that could order them themselves, get the equipment in, and install them as well. We had two people return. One was Move Over Outfitters out of Lafayette, Indiana, which is about 3 hours away. So that's a pretty good clip to get up to them. Great company, great people, law enforcement and veteran owned. But they're quite outside our area. We also got a quote from ERS OCI in Bloomington, which we can do in about an hour and 5 minutes, hour and 10 minutes to their place now. So we have decided that we're going to use ERS OCI to do our equipment and purchase there. Kind of works out with those doing our radios. So I just wanted to pass that along. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Dustin. We have no old business, new business. First up is a Riverfront Pavilion rental wedding reception September 2nd. Brianna Marcy. How are you? And you should have the stuff in the packet.
Okay, so Brianna, you're going to rent the facility on Saturday, September the 2nd from 2 p.m. to 1 a.m. And you have insurance that you're in process, okay? And you know about the deposit. You have any questions or? Okay. No. So I'll make a motion to approve the rental of pavilion pending the reception of insurance.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Good luck. Thanks.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations. Next is Relay for Life Bucket Brigade and Banner Request. Jim Westfall.
Not done 8 intersections this year, are you, Jim?
Jim Westfall, Finance Chairman for Relay for Life. I think we're going to ask for the same that we got last year. April 22nd and 23rd, April 29th and 30th, May 6th and 7th for the locations of 7th and St. Clair, 15th and Hart, and 7th and Main. And insurance is in progress, send to Paula. And a banner for May 8th through the 20th for 2 weeks.
On Hart Street.
Hart Street?
Yeah.
Okay. Chief, you're okay with those intersections? Okay. Okay, so we'll just make this as one request, motion to approve the Relay for Life Bucket Brigade at three locations, 7th and St. Clair, 15th and Hart, and 7th and Main, on the weekends of April 22nd, 23rd, 29th and 30th, and May 6th and 7th, and the hanging of a banner supporting the same weekend from May the 8th through the 20th on Hart Street.
Second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Good luck, Jim.
Next is business parking sign request at 1903 Washington Avenue, Affordable Vapor, April Jewell.
Hello, my name is April Jordan. I live at 1903 Washington Avenue, and it's the corner of State Street and Washington Avenue. We just opened a new business called Affordable Vapor, and it used to be the old dance studio. Mm-hmm. It is actually attached to our home.
Oh.
We have only been open for a couple of weeks, but the business seems to be picking up pretty, pretty fast. And the only problem we seem to have is with parking, and we were hoping that we could get a business parking only sign for it's on State Street would be right in front of our business.
So the parking request is on State Street?
Yes.
Not on Washington Avenue, but on State Street. Okay. And that's between Washington Avenue and your driveway? Is that where that?
Yes.
Okay.
What hours are your business?
We'd like the sign to be from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Right now, we're only open from 11 to 7, but as the summer comes on, we have summer hours, and we'll be open till about 9 o'clock.
Okay. So you were thinking about making that during business hours? Or?
Yeah, that's all we ask is just during our business hours, not all the time.
You know about the fees? And?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, but I mean, as far as like for being a business, it's a resident only?
Well,
it's a business parking, right? It's a business.
Yeah, it would be business parking. There's a four-car garage attached to the house. It used to be the old dance studio.
Yeah, sure. No, I'm familiar with the property.
So it's just right there in front of the business at the end of our driveway.
Right. Are you having trouble with getting parking there? Or?
Actually, yeah. Our neighbor, who are very nice people, but they have a parking-only sign in front of their house for one
vehicle.
That's
what this is talking about.
but they also, and a garage, but they have four cars. So a lot of times they're from our driveway down with two of them. And I don't really care when we're not open, but when it's opened, it's hard for our customers to find someplace to park.
And you open Monday through?
We're actually open 7 days a week, sir.
Okay, all right. Okay, so we're going to make an approval for a business parking sign at on State Street in besides the business, which is located at 1903 Washington Avenue, during business hours, which would be 10 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Subject to the fee.
Subject to, yeah, receipt of the fee. And
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then sure. They'll have to do locates and stuff, utility locates, before they put that sign up. So
maybe they have to make sure they don't hit a, you know, a line or okay. Something. So, sure.
Next is VU Police Cadet Bucket Brigade, Logan Boyer and Alex Cassidy.
But they're going to make you come up by yourself, right?
Yeah. I'm Logan Boyer. I'm with the Vincennes University Police Department Cadet Corps. Basically, we wanted to do a bucket brigade on 5th and Hart, March 14th, 15th, from noon to 6 p.m. We were hoping to donate all the proceeds, or 80% of the proceeds, to COPS, which is Concerns for Police Survivors. Basically, really good organization, helps out the families of a lot of fallen police officers, which we've had recently. And then 20% to our own funds so we can do other programs and activities. What else there is?
Safety vest. And
yeah, our department policy makes us wear safety vest, and our insurance is, we're still working on getting it just because the university's taking a little bit of time.
Okay. Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the, it was named TOTS, is that what you said?
The organization is COPS, C-O-P-S.
TOPS, T-O-P-S.
COPS, C-O-P-S.
COPS, I'm sorry.
And then 20% of the proceeds is going towards our own organization.
So we're going to approve a motion for a bucket brigade by the VU Police Cadet Corps on March the 14th and 15th. That doesn't conflict with West Falls, does it? Okay, all right. And pending reception of insurance.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck with that.
Next is fire truck bid opening. It looks like we just received one bid. You got a knife?
I don't have a knife. I knew a public safety officer would have a... Back away from the package.
Keep cutting myself. Is that right?
Yeah, that would be bad.
How about we do what?
Pull here.
See that?
You guys are all overkill. You think there's one like that on here?
Got a knife.
He's got a knife.
Yes. Okay, it looks like we received one bid from 911 Fleet and Fire Equipment. Yeah, I'll make sure everything's checked, yes.
Make it a set of tongs.
And from 911 Fleet for a Seagrave stainless steel fire apparatus. The cost for the new unit is $629,558. This unit complies 100% to the specifications outlined. So 629,558.
That was the only bid.
Yes.
That's what it looks like. Does it look right?
Yes, it does.
We'll just make a motion. Figure on advisement, give him a chance to.
To overlook the specs.
Meeting or?
You want us to prove that next meeting?
That meets all his specs, then we'll.
Okay, sure.
I would like to also add to, and it is listed here, that this bid proposal did meet 100% of the specifications.
Okay, so we have a motion to accept the bid as presented and then give the fire chief permission to proceed upon further examination of the specs.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. So is this red or yellow?
It's going to be red.
A little bit of ribbon spray pants.
It is.
Is that right? Do you want this back in the tube?
If you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, next is awarding of contracts for police station rehabilitation. Michelle Carrick. If you remember, we received, opened these last meeting.
Yes.
And then I took it to the council because it was going to be over what we had approved, and they agreed that they would.
Okay.
We'll leave it close to that end.
We have, after receiving bids at your last meeting, there was one bid received for each portion of the windows and tuck pointing project there for the police station. There was a bid from Momini Studios for the windows, and it had a base bid of $74,125, and then it had an alternate, and that I believe was to install new glass transom panels on that rear elevation. I believe after talking with the mayor on that a little bit, that was something we're going to look at going ahead.
Right.
And doing. And then also the other portion of the bid was for the tuck pointing. It was from Schlomer, and it was in the amount of $77,550. In the meantime, we did get approvals from DNR with everything, and we're good to make a motion to approve if you want to move forward with those bids that you received.
And real quick, maybe Terry can. It's my understanding this does not replace every window, or it does? It's mainly.
It's the large, there's 15 large windows on the four sides of the building, and that is what this is replacing at this time. Now, the city is eligible to go in for the smaller ones, is my understanding. It was a little confusing with the asset plan that was done. The smaller windows, you can go in, you know, again, for the 50-50 grant to assist in getting that done also. And there is no real, you know, limitation of you go in each year.
Right.
To do.
And right now, the small windows aren't a problem. It's the large windows that basically raining inside the building, and so I just want to get that out there because I don't want everybody to think that if we apply for more money for windows down the road that they don't say, oh, I thought you already fixed the windows. This is just the large windows that are needing replacement.
So we're making a motion on this amount, the 79.
There's two bids.
So where's the other one?
One is for Schlomer.
Momini, where's the Schlomer bid?
We're getting those totals now.
I saw this one, the 79,425.
I think if you've got what I've got here, it is. It looks like it is a copy that you've got in front of you. Schlomer's was for $77,550 for the tuck point.
$77,550. $550. That's Schlomer.
Schlomer.
That's Schlomer, and then the
Momini
is 79,425.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, correct.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to accept the bids as presented, two separate bids for the windows at the police station from Schlomer at $77,550 and from Mamani Studios for $79,425.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks,
thanks.
Next is Lowe Associates Software Contract, City Clerk Treasurer Sharon Meek.
Do you want to talk or what? It's in here. That's the next item, isn't it? The technical right. service agreement.
This the total of $112,751, but it will actually be less than that because they will prorate the
So the max is 12,751.
112,751.
And just for the record,
112,751. Okay.
The council has been approached and they have agreed to pay for this. So.
Okay. They're both shaking their heads. At least one of them is. Not two of them are. Okay. All right. So we're making a motion to accept the software contract from Lowe Associates of South Bend for $112,751 to be paid by the City Council.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we have nothing under miscellaneous. We just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
You're adjourned.